Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right. Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ویوز اف مدی چینل پلیز ریپیٹ آفٹر می الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک وصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک وصحابک یا نور اللہ Viewers of Madhini Channel, welcome to the program tonight with Madhini Channel. Before we begin with the topic that we're going to mention today, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the people who sit in any such gatherings in which neither do they do zikr of Allah azza wa jal nor do they recite Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so on the day of judgment, the gathering will bring about wistfulness for them. Thus, if Allah azza wa jal wills, he may torment them, and if he wills, he may forgive them. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madhini Channel, we constantly tell you to recite Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we'll continue to do this. This is part of our mission statement, if you wish, that we're going to try and spread sending Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, as a bare minimum, that whenever you hear the name of the Prophet of Allah, whenever you hear something that's associated with him, then at least at that time, recite Durood-e Paak and send Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala. So please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala. Today we've got a beautiful parable with you, a beautiful story that I wish to share with you. And when I read it the first time, I was quite amazed by this. But please, if you can just bear with me and listen to this story, inshallah, you'll get great benefit from it. It's narrated that Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala stated that there was a country whose king was very cruel and stingy. He made this announcement one day. He said that no one shall give anything in sadaqah to any fakir or a miskeen, and nor shall anyone help any poor person. If anybody does so, I will cut off his hand. Before I go forward with the rest of this parable, I just want to explain what a miskeen is. And with reference to Bukhari Shariat Volume 1, page 924, it states that miskeen is the one who does not ever have anything, does not have anything to eat or even to cover his body. And for this he asks people, and for him it is halal to ask. For a fakir, it is impermissible to ask for something, as if someone has something to eat and to cover his body. It is haram for him to ask for something without any need or compulsion. So this is the difference between a fakir and miskeen. Back to the story, the king had made an announcement, and the king had made an announcement that no one shall give any sadaqah or to any fakir or miskeen, and no one shall help anyone that is classed as poor. And if anybody does so, then I will cut off his hand. Obviously, hearing this, everybody in the kingdom, they became very, very scared. One day, a helpless fakir, i.e. a poor person, went to a woman and said to him, "Please give me something to eat for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal." The woman said, "Our king has announced that the hand of the person who will give sadaqah to anyone will be cut off. How can I give anything to you?" The poor person once again said, "Please give me something to eat for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal." Filled with pity for him and ignoring the warning that the king had given to him, the woman gave him two rotis for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Taking these two rotis, these two pieces of bread, the poor person left and he made dua for her. When the king became aware that such and such woman had violated this order, he sent two soldiers who cut off both of her hands. Allahu Akbar. After this event, some time later, the king said to his mother, "Tell me, who is the most beautiful woman in the kingdom? I want to marry her." His mother replied, "In our country, there is a woman. Who is the most beautiful one in my opinion? I have never seen any other woman more beautiful than her. But there is a big defect in her. Both of her hands have been cut off. The king ordered that the woman be brought to his court. And the order was carried out, and the king married her with her consent. And they started to live happily. Now the king, he had other wives, and the other wives started feeling jealous day and night, and they tried all sorts of things to degrade the new bride in front of the king, but they could not succeed in their evil plan. Once, the king had to go and fight an army, and so he went into war, and he was away for a long period of time. Seizing upon this opportunity, the other wives sent a letter to the king. And in this letter, they said that in your absence, your new bride has become unfaithful to you. And she has even given birth to a baby. When the king received this letter, he sent a message to his mother saying that the woman, his new wife, along with the baby, be turned out to the country. Now this baby was actually the king's baby, but he didn't know this. Therefore, with a piece of cloth around her neck and the newborn baby inside, because the poor woman, she didn't have any hands. So she had a cloth around the neck, and it was like a cradle. And inside the cradle, the baby was put, and this poor woman, she was sent out to the kingdom. She was turned out of the country and forced to live in a remote jungle, where she continued to wander from here and there. She was very thirsty, and she reached a stream in search of water. Now you can imagine a situation, and as she bowed down to drink the water, because she had this cloth around her, as she bowed down to drink the water, her child fell into the water and began to drown. Seeing her drowning son, she began to cry. Because obviously there's nothing she could do. She didn't have the hands to be able to grab hold of the child and pick it out of the stream. And so the baby is now drowning. The child is now drowning, and she is helpless. And she's crying for her son. In the meantime, two beautiful young men came and asked her for the reason of the crying. And she said, "My son has drowned, and I'm crying for this reason." The beautiful young men said to her, "Do you want us to bring back your drowned child back to you?" She anxiously said, "Yes, of course. I want Allah Azza wa Jalla to return me my drowned child." These young men made dua and brought her drowned son back and handed it over to her. Allahu Akbar. They then asked her another question. "O kind-hearted woman, do you want to be blessed with both of your hands once again, so that you are no longer handicapped?" She replied, "Yes, I want whatever is the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla." Therefore, the two young men made dua, and she was blessed with her hands again. The woman thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla. The young men then asked her, "O great woman, do you know who we are?" Allahu Akbar. Listen to this. These two beautiful men who'd come, and they'd done dua for her, so that her child can be brought back to her, so that her hands can be restored to her. They now asked her a question, "Do you know who we are?" And she replied, "I do not know who you are." And they said, "We are the very same two pieces of bread, the same two rotis that you gave to that helpless person." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, we can learn from this that sadaqah given in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal does never ever become fruitless. In addition to the swab of the hereafter, one also receives many blessings in this world and remains safe from many troubles. She, this particular person, felt pity for the hungry person and gave him two pieces of bread. Sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though she had to face difficulties, even though at that time she lost both of her hands, and even though the king's wife conspired against her, both of her hands were cut off. She was turned out to the country. Her son was drowned, but she continued to face these difficulties with great patience. And as a result of this, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed her with help from the ghaib. Learning a lesson, viewers of Madani Channel, from this faith refreshing parable, we should also make our mind to remain pleased with whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. Instead of complaining about the trouble that we are facing, the problems that we are facing, the illnesses that we are facing, the difficulties that we are facing, for the solution of our problems and for protection from calamities, we should get into the habit of giving sadaqah and charity for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, whatever problems we have, whatever problems we are facing, whatever difficulties we are facing, number one, we need to be patient. We need to have sabr. We need to develop that patience inside us that this is the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But at the same time, we need to have this mindset that we need to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, these problems will stay away from us. It's been said that if a person has a machine and he earns his livelihood by operating that machine, and if he takes great care of it in every possible way, but if he becomes lazy in looking after it, he does not clean it or maintain it, then it may break down and the owner of the machine may run into trouble. And by running into trouble, he will lose the financial benefits he obtains from it. This is a machine that if you don't maintain it, you don't look after it, then it won't function properly. And if your machine that you have is your livelihood, and you don't maintain it, you don't look after it, then it'll start to break down and you will not be able to take benefit from it. In the same way, wealth is also a blessing which we gain, from which we gain many benefits. And so we have to fulfill the rights of our wealth. We have to be very careful about purifying our wealth by giving zakat. And this zakat that we give, it will become means of salvation for us, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter as well. Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jalla will get pleased with us, and we will protect it from the troubles and calamities. Therefore, instead of confining yourself to giving sadaqah and charity just in the month of Ramadan, we should make a habit that we give sadaqah and charity throughout the whole of the year as well. You know, many people, the fortunate people, they give sadaqah daily. You know, and alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has these Madani Atiyat boxes. And in these Madani Atiyat boxes, people put them in the house, and every day they put something in this box. Put that money in the box for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Put that money in the box as a form of sadaqah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will safeguard you from all sorts of problems that you may face. Make good intentions, but make a habit of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And unfortunately, many of us, even if we have wealth, we fail to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, part 27, in Surah Al-Hadid, ayat number 18. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, indeed, charitable men and women, and those who lend a good loan to Allah Azza wa Jalla, for them is double the reward, and for them is an honorable reward. Allahu Akbar. For them is an honorable reward. So whatever you spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will be rewarded with it honorably. Similarly, there are many hadiths. This is an ayat of the Quran. There are many hadiths which talk about the blessings of giving sadaqah, the blessings of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is narrated to have said, sadaqah closes 70 doors of evil. In another hadith, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever gives sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this sadaqah that he gives will become a shield between him and the fire. Allahu Akbar. And which fire is the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talking about? He's talking about the fire of Jahannam. This sadaqah that you give will become a shield for you. It will protect you from the fire of Jahannam. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, give sadaqah. Undoubtedly, sadaqah prevents accidents and illnesses, and it brings about an increase of your deeds and your virtues. You know, when you get into a habit of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will give you this jazbah to do many deeds. But unfortunately, like I said before, we have this mindset that we don't spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, here in the UK and probably all around the world, you know, in the masjid, the chadar is taken, the piece of cloth is taken in the masjid. And what happens even here in the UK, that people are very reluctant to pull out the notes, yeah, when it comes to the cloth being taken around the masjid. In some places, they have a small bucket in which people put money. And what happens is people, they take out the small coins, the small change that is effectively making a hole in their pockets. Or they'll turn the other way when the bucket is coming past them. They won't look at the person that's bringing the chadar in front of them or the bucket in front of them, and they won't put money in that box. So this is happening everywhere. It's not just happening wherever we are watching now. All around the world, unfortunately, we have this mentality that we don't want to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We'll go out with our friends and we'll eat food outside. We'll spend whatever currency is on eating food with no problem. We'll spend whatever currency is on traveling and putting extra petrol in our car or on our motorbike and traveling long distances to go and see nice places. And we'll go there and buy treats and we'll buy sweets and buy all sorts of things. But we won't spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We'll use our money for effectively accumulating bad deeds, for accumulating sins. We'll spend our money in cinema tickets. We'll spend our money in buying films and renting CDs to watch all sorts of things. But we won't spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we need to learn to give sadaqah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, give sadaqah early in the morning, as calamity does not step ahead of sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. You know, this is something I've seen in Pakistan. You see a lot of people over there, and you don't see it so much here. You see a lot of people over in these countries that first thing in the morning, they leave the home and they'll go to the local masjid and they'll put something in the box, or they'll see a fakir or a miskeen and they'll give them something and then they'll go to work. And this becomes a habit of people. And here we encourage people here that every day before you start work, put something in a money box. You know, we've seen that people that are taxi drivers, they have a taxi box, what we call it, in the cars. And what happens is before they start work in the morning, they put a little bit of money in that box. And the shops, when they open the shop, they put a little bit of money in that box. Those that have, we know people that have garages, and when they open the garage in the morning, as they come in, before they open the garage, they put a little bit of money in that box. And we need to make a habit of giving money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also reported to have said, undoubtedly, sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it prevents a bad death. Allahu Akbar. You know, we should be afraid of the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should have that fear inside us of the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. And here we are told that if we give sadaqah, it extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only that, it prevents a bad death. And what is a bad death? A bad death is not someone that you would say, oh, it's a painful death, that he died in a car accident, or he died in this accident, or he died in that accident. A bad death is a death where you die without iman. That is a bad death. Commenting on this blessed hadith that I just mentioned, that undoubtedly sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal and prevents a bad death. Commenting on this blessed hadith, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that a generous person giving charity leads a happy life and does not suffer from worldly troubles. If he ever faces trials and tests, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with a peace of heart which helps him to have patience and earns him reward. You know, problems are there. We always face problems. We're always facing problems. Throughout our lives, if it's not this problem, it's that problem. If it's not that problem, it's another problem. And throughout our lives, we're constantly juggling problems. You know, we seem to, like, some people say, oh, we have one step forward and two steps back because we've just solved this problem, but now we've got two problems to solve. But if you spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we're told that when you face these problems in your life, when you face these problems in your life, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you'll have peace in your heart, you'll have patience in your heart. And you'll have this patience in your heart, and when you face these problems with patience, then that patience itself will earn you a reward. In short, viewers of Mother Channel, trouble does not lead him to commit any sin, but rather it brings him forgiveness. So bad death, as I've said, implies losing your iman at that time. So we need to make a habit of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from what we've heard so far, viewers of Madani Channel, we can see that sadaqah, it closes the door of evils. Sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sadaqah provides a cure for the ill. Sadaqah is a means of protection from accidents. Sadaqah increases good deeds and saves you from a bad death. But regrettably, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, despite having so many virtues of sadaqah, we hesitate to spend on good acts. Someone is facing a domestic problem or a family trouble. Someone is facing a problem with a job or with a business. But again, you know, we're not realizing that maybe the problems that we're facing, rather than looking in the mirror and thinking, maybe the problem is me, you know, that person that I'm looking in the mirror, he is maybe the root of my problems. Because why? He's never prayed to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's never done zikr. He's never done durud-e pak. He's never given any money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This person that's looking me in the mirror, he's the cause of all my problems. But unfortunately, what we do is we look around and think, oh, it's because of him, because of what's happening over there, it's because of the economy, it's because of this situation and that situation. Maybe the problem that you're facing is because of you. Have you ever looked at yourself and thought to yourself, what am I doing? What am I doing that's caused it to bring upon me? You know, we said that many people will say that when they face a difficulty and they face a problem and they say to themselves, you know, I don't know what sin I've committed. I don't know what sin I've committed to be facing these problems. But if you're honest with yourselves and you sit down, you'll realize how many sins have you committed? Do you even remember the sins that you committed? How many namazes have you missed? How many fasts have you missed? How many times have you lied, backbited, sweared? How many times have you hurt the heart, the feelings of a fellow Muslim brother? How many times have you been disobedient to your parents? How many times have you consumed haram liquid or haram food? How many times have you earned haram money? How many times have you backbited? This is just a small list of the sins that maybe this list can go on forever. How many sins we've committed? Do we ever sit down and think about the sins that we've committed? Allahu Akbar. We need to look at ourselves and look at our situation. And what happens is the only time, unfortunately, we seem to remember spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla is when we face a calamity. Even then, very few people do that. Fortunate are those that spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla when they face a calamity. The majority of us don't even do that. But we need to make a habit to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time. Sayyidina Atta Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is narrated from his father. The once, the respected wife of a famous pious person, Sayyidina Abu Muslim Khulani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said to him, "We have no more flour in our house and nothing to eat." Sayyidina Abu Muslim Khulani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, "Do you have any money to buy flour?" She humbly replied, "I have 1 dirham, which I have got by selling wool." He said, "Give me the dirham and I will buy flour with it." Taking the dirham and a bag, he went to the marketplace. And when he intended to buy flour from a shop, a beggar suddenly came and said, "O Abu Muslim Khulani, give me this dirham as sadqah." Sayyidina Abu Muslim Khulani came out to the shop and he went into another one. As he was just about to buy the flour, the same beggar came again and said to him, "O Abu Muslim Khulani, I am very helpless. Give me this dirham as sadqah." The beggar continued to follow him. Eventually, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, gave him the dirham. When he gave him the dirham, he began to think to himself, "What will I now give to my family? I've only got 1 dirham and I've given that. And there's no flour in the house, no food in the house." And what he did is he went to a carpenter shop where he filled his bag with sawdust and soil and he walked home. He knocked on the door and the door was opened. As soon as the door was opened, he handed over the bag to his family and he returned without even entering the home. Because he was embarrassed, he didn't know what to say, he didn't know what to do, and he didn't want to have to face that when they open the bag and they see the sawdust and they say to him, "Well, this is not flour, what's happened?" And he didn't have any answers. He didn't know what to say to them, and he was embarrassed. So he's thinking his family would get worried after they had found that the bag was full of sawdust and soil. So Sayyidina Abu Muslim Khulani became very worried and he did not come home all day long. On the other hand, Allahu Akbar, when his respected wife opened the bag, what did she see? Allahu Akbar. It was full of very high quality flour. Therefore, she cooked the food quickly and began to wait for him. Late on in the night, he secretly entered the home. So his respected wife brought him fresh rotis, fresh bread, and gave it to him. Amazed to see the rotis, he said, "Where did you get this fresh bread, this roti from?" His respected wife said, "These are the rotis from the flour that you have brought." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listening to this, he began to cry. And he thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for turning the soil into flour and keeping his dignity intact. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madri Channel, have you seen that from this? Giving sadaqah and helping the poor is liked by Allah Azza wa Jalla very much. If a Muslim pleases the heart of the poor by sincerely giving them sadaqah and charity, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one that bestows respect upon you. Allah is the one who bestows respect upon you no matter what is your situation. He bestows upon him even more than his expectation, as he's been understood by the above mentioned parable. Despite being a needy person himself, Sayyidina Abu Muslim Khulani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala gave the amount of flour in the divine path as a sadaqah, which was accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla, who turned the sawdust and soil into a good quality flour. Allahu Akbar. And in this way, Himi and his family members were blessed with excellent bread. Therefore, whilst giving sadaqah and charity, we should now have any thought in our mind that by giving this money, it will decrease our wealth. You know, when you have this mindset, "I've got £10. If I give £10, I've got £5. I've now only got £5. We should not have this mentality. Whatever wealth you've got, number one, whatever wealth you have got, where did it come from? Allah Azza wa Jal give you. Allah Azza wa Jal give you that wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal give you the strength to earn that money. Allah Azza wa Jal give you the intellect to earn that money. Allah Azza wa Jal give you the opportunities to earn that money. Everything that you say about that money, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you them opportunities to earn that money. If it was not in your luck, if it was not in your kismet, it was not in your destiny to earn that money, you would not have earned it. So Allah Azza wa Jal has given you that. Be it by the fact that you've sold something, be it by the fact that you work somewhere, by whatever. Allah Azza wa Jal give you that money. So we need to have this mentality that this money that we've got, this wealth that we have got, it came from Allah Azza wa Jal. And on the day of judgment, you will be asked, what did you do with that wealth? Well, it was mine, I spent it. Okay, tika. But that's not going to help you on the way of Allah, on the day of judgment. That money that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon you, on the day of judgment, you will be asked, what did you do with that wealth? And what answers do you want to give? Whatever answers you want to give, just think to yourself in a moment. Whatever answers you want to be able to give on that day, when Allah Azza wa Jal asks you, what did you do with that wealth that I give you? Whatever answers you want to give, can you now give them? And if you can't give them, then you need to work towards to be able to give them answers. Because on that day, you won't be able to lie. On that day, you won't be able to do anything. The truth will prevail. So whatever answers you think will benefit you on that day, you need to work towards them now. If on that day you feel that, Ya Allah, I spent it on my family. Ya Allah, I give it to my poor family as well. Ya Allah, I helped my poor family. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I spent it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. I give it to the madrasa children. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I built a madrasa. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I built a masjid. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I dug a well. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I bought religious books and I distributed them. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I gave food to the poor. If these answers, and these are the answers, these are just some of the answers, my dear viewers on my channel, some of the answers that will benefit you on that day. Now, if you can give them answers, marhaba. But if you can't give them answers now, then you need to work towards giving them answers. And time starts now. Time does not wait for anybody. Right now, work towards them answers. Right now, spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Right now, give sadaqah. Sayyidina Asma, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, has stated that the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, reported to have said, do not stop sadaqah and charity, lest your sustenance is stopped. Allahu Akbar. Do not stop sadaqah and charity. Otherwise, your sustenance may be stopped. Just think about it. That goes against our logic. That if we give, then we won't have to buy any money to buy our sustenance. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you don't give, then maybe your sustenance will stop. Because what you need to have this mentality is that when you spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are saved from calamities. For example, you have a certain amount of money in your pocket. You give this money, you give a certain amount of it away. And you look at yourself and you said, I'm minus this much in my pocket now. I had £10, now I've only got £5. But maybe by you giving that £5 in your way, I stopped that £10 being robbed from you. Maybe you giving that £5 in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal has stopped you from losing that £10. Maybe that £5 that you've given in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal stopped a member of your family getting ill, that you have to spend that money on medicine so that they can recover from that illness. And that's the mindset that we need to have. That whatever we give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, it doesn't decrease our wealth. With regards to that hadith that I mentioned before, that do not stop sadaqah and charity lest your sustenance be stopped. Commenting on this hadith, Sayyidina Imam Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala stated, do not refrain from giving your wealth in sadaqah for fear that it will finish. Allah Azza wa Jal will make you suffer from financial problems or will prevent wealth from you and will deprive you of the means of sustenance. The blessed hadith proves that sadaqah increases wealth and is a means of blessing and increasing it. On the other hand, if a person is a miser and does not give sadaqah, Allah Azza wa Jal will reduce his wealth and will prevent blessings, and there will be no increase in his wealth. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madinah, we need to get into a habit. Get into a habit of giving sadaqah regularly. It is narrated that two pious persons came to Sayyidina Rabia Basri, Ramatullahi Ta'ala. They came to meet her and they started talking to each other. And they said that if she serves us food this time, it will be something very good because we will be able to eat halal sustenance here. Because they said if we eat at her house, whatever the food we get, without doubt it will be halal sustenance. So at that time, when they went to her, she only had two rotis in her home, which she put in front of them. In the meantime, a beggar came and asked for something to eat. She immediately picked up them two rotis and she gave them to the beggar. Now these two people, the guests, they were surprised in seeing this because now there was nothing for them. Soon a slave girl arrived at her home holding many rotis and humbly said to her, "My madam has sent these." When Sayyidina Rabia Basri and Mutullah Ta'ala opened the bag and counted the rotis, there were 18 in number. Seeing this, she said to the slave girl, "Perhaps you have had some misunderstanding. These rotis have been sent to someone else." Allahu Akbar. But the slave girl said, "No, I'm sure that these have been sent to you." However, Sayyidina Rabia Basri Ramatullah has sent them back despite her repeated insistence. So the slave girl kept on saying, "No, these are for you. No, these are for you." But she said, "No, they're not for me. Take them back." After the slave girl returned and told the whole story to her madam, the madam said, "Add two more roti to them and then take them back." When the slave girl came with 20 rotis, Sayyidina Rabia Basri Ramatullah, she counted them and then she served them to her guests. Allahu Akbar. After both of the guests had eaten the food, because they'd seen all this, they'd seen the fact that she had two, she gave them to a beggar. A young girl came with 18 rotis, she refused them. The young girl then went back, she came back with 20 rotis, and now she accepted them. So they said to her, asked her about the reason for what she did. So she explained, "When you came, I realized that you were hungry. Therefore, I served you with whatever I had in my home. In the meantime, a beggar came and asked for something to eat. So I gave them two rotis and two pieces of bread to them. And I made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And my dua was as such, 'Oh Allah, you have promised that you give 10 in return for one. I have absolute trust in your promise.'" Allahu Akbar. "When the slave girl brought 18 rotis, I realized that this was definitely something wrong. And so therefore I sent them back. And when she brought 20 rotis, I accepted them, considering them to be a fulfillment of the divine promise." Allahu Akbar, the yakin, the iman, the solid iman there, that she said that, "Look, there is a promise that if I give one, I will get 10 in return. So if I get two, I will get 20 in return." And so when these 18 came, she realized that they weren't for her. And she said, "When the 20 came, I believed that it was the promise that was made by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that's why I accepted him." Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to get into a habit of accepting this. And if we see that around the world, our Muslim brothers and sisters are struggling, they have struggling financial losses, they have problems, then we need to help them. We need to help people that are not as better as we are. There are very, very wealthy people all around the world. I've seen that even in the poor countries, there are wealthy people there. In the poor countries, I've seen that the difference between the rich and the poor is a lot more than in these so-called richer countries. So in these poorer countries, there are very, very rich people. And I'm appealing to the rich people now. Please help your Muslim brothers and sisters. Remember them. Remember your Muslim brothers and sisters. You, all your wealthy people that are watching this program right now, be it here in the UK or wherever you are around the world. Yeah? One thing I ask you to do, calculate your zakat. Work out what zakat is due on the wealth that you have. If you have any problems in working it out and not too sure on what I need to pay zakat on or what I don't need to pay zakat on, then contact your local Fazana Madina. And ask them to get you in contact with Darul Ifta or a Mufti, insha'Allah. If there is not a Mufti available, then the Imam, the Madani, the scholar of Da'at Rami, he will be able to assist you and he will find out the answer for you. But calculate your zakat, purify your wealth, and spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala said that Sayyidina Ibn Abbas narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said that a woman was about to eat a morsel. A woman, she was about to eat a morsel. Meanwhile, a beggar came and asked for food. And she gave the same morsel to the beggar. After some time, she gave birth to a baby. When her child grew a little, a wolf took the child away. The woman ran after the wolf, calling out, "My son, my son." Allah Azza wa Jal then ordered an angel to go after the wolf and snatch the child from the wolf and handed it back to the mother. And this angel said to that child's mother, "Allah Azza wa Jal has sent salam to you and said that this morsel is a return for your morsel." The wolf was going to eat the child. The woman was going to eat the food. That food that she was about to eat, she gave it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when her child was about to be consumed by that wolf, Allah Azza wa Jal saved that child and brought that child back and said that this morsel is in return for your morsel. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam has said that there was a person before you who would take out baby birds from the nest every time. And the baby bird, the bird made a complaint against him to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah said, if he continues to do the same, he will be destroyed. The same person that year when he left home with a ladder to catch the baby birds, he found a beggar on the way. He gave the beggar a roti out of his provisions, and then he climbed up the tree and caught the baby birds. The parents of the baby birds were watching this scene. They humbly said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, "O Allah Almighty, you promised us that he will be destroyed this time, but he's going absolutely safe and sound." Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Do you not know that the person who gives something in sadaqah on any day, I do not destroy him that day, nor does any evil reach him that day." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Again, if we have this mentality, that if we spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, no calamity will befall us. So some people, unfortunately, have a habit of becoming lazy and stingy in giving sadaqah under the pretext of being poor and start making complaints about this, that I haven't got enough money, I'm struggling. And we make all sorts of complaints. When it comes to any good deed, here we're talking about sadaqah, but when it comes to any good deed whatsoever, we have 1,001 excuses. We have the excuse book that we can open up and we can mention all the excuses that we have. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, in Surah Muhammad, part 26, ayah 38, has said, "Yes, certainly, it is you who are being called, that you may spend in Allah's path. So someone amongst you acts miserly, and whoever is miserly, he is being a miser upon himself. And Allah is independent from your wealth, and you are all needy. And if you turn your face away from his obedience, he will replace you with other people, and they will be not like you. They will be better than you in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla." Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Nahimi Rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Stinginess means to prevent. In terminology, stinginess means to prevent wealth from spending at the place where it is good to be prevented. It is also stinginess to not fulfill the rights, whether a person does not fulfill the right of a people or Sharia or the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, the one who does not pay zakat, does not spend money on his needy parents, wife and children, relatives, on himself is a miser. Similarly, if a person does not spend on Muslims when needed, he is also a miser." One thing also comes out from this Quranic ayat that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need your money. Nope. Allah doesn't need it. You need to spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla so that you can be benefited from it. If you spend it, you will benefit. Allah doesn't need your money, but you need to spend it. You need to purify your wealth. So zakat, sadaqah and charity are financial forms of worship. Allah Azza wa Jalla enables the people to perform this worship who have the passion to fulfill the needs of the poor and the needy. The people who do not pay the zakat remain busy satisfying their needs and increasing their bank balance. Perhaps they feel that the way that they are satisfied, in the same way the others will be too. Stinginess, being stingy, viewers of Mother Channel, is a very dangerous disease. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said with regards to being stingy, "Stinginess is a tree in hell. The one who is stingy has held its twig. The twig will not leave him until it makes him enter hell." Astaghfirullah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The rich will enter hell without any accountability due to being stingy." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Every such day when bondsmen get up in the morning, two angels descend on him. One of the angels says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, give reward to the one who spends in your way. And the other one says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, destroy the wealth of a miser. Viewers of Madri Channel, a miser is so unfortunate that he makes himself deserving of the hellfire by becoming stingy. He loses his wealth due to the dua for destruction made by these innocent angels. Therefore, it is better that we should fulfill the rights of our wealth and spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madri Channel, in today's episode, we've learned about spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. We've learned about the benefits of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. We've learned that this wealth is not ours. It is bestowed upon us, and we will be questioned on the day of judgment. What did you do with that wealth? Viewers of Madri Channel, please, for your own sake, for your own akhirat, learn to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And don't make excuses. We make so many excuses. But if we were to sit down and work out what we spend our money on, then a lot of the time we waste our money. We waste our money on books, on games, on going to certain places, on food, on this and that. We make a whole list of all the things that we waste our money on. Yeah? And if we look at and people will say, I haven't got any money. But you go to the house and they've got 12 pairs of shoes. I haven't got any more money, but I've got 15 shirts. I haven't got any money, but I've got 6 jackets. I haven't got any money, but I've got 2 cars. I haven't got any money, but I go here, there and everywhere. I haven't got any money, but I go for takeaways every single week. Or even more. We need to learn to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, if I've said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah give me and you the tawfiq to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and have that jazbah, that passion to look for opportunities to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madani Channel, stay calm and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right. Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right.